Welcome, welcome.
You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
It's not supposed to make that noise.
Look, a song is a song. You either dig it or you don't.
I hope this doesn't go on my permanent record.
Yes, sir. It brings back a lot of memories.
And just for the record,
I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
We stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
Your plastic pal who's fun to be with.
And for all of you out there, this is your song.
3, 4!
Welcome.
It's go time.
To 45 RPM and your host, author.
You just never learned to spell.
Humorist.
I don't get it.
Grammy nominated songwriter.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
I'm going to ask you to kill me now. Please kill me.
And award-winning broadcast personality.
Did you try turning it off and back on again?
Scott Edward Phelps.
Now, here comes the music.
Well, we're not entirely sure about it, but we believe that we can ascertain from that first opening song this time around that, first of all, Cleveland is in Ohio.
Ohio!
And are we sure?
Yep.
Yes, we are. Cleveland rocks.
Thank you!
And
just like that.
Everything oldies is new again. Hey, everybody, it's Scott Edward Phelps, and welcome to 45 RPM, 60 minutes, featuring the historic and sublime speed of sounds, 45 revolutions per minute, and the vinyl where those memories were mastered, the 45 single. This time around, Moonlight Melodies. And no, we're not talking about moonlight in the sense of, like, the moon, or even moonlight in the sense of romance. We're talking moonlight like as in, you know, you gotta go to work twice. Not that you gotta. Songs by recording artists, personalities, actual groups, actual singers, who do something else for a living besides make hit songs. Leading it off right there. Kind of a little bending of the rules right off the bat. That's the presidents of the United States of America, or the president. Is that plural or not?
Huh?
Yeah, let's look that up.
Huh?
Presidents of the United States of America and their hit Cleveland Rocks, which was used during a period of time as the theme music for the sitcom starring Drew Carey. And although it's not really a Drew Carey record, he does appear there at the end, so we're going to go with technicality, because after all, if it wasn't for Drew Carey's participation, we wouldn't be absolutely sure that Cleveland is where?
Ohio!
That's right. 1955, something remarkable happened. The same song was in the top 10 of the pop charts by three different artists. It was the theme to a very popular TV series. The first version, sung by the star of that TV series.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
The second version, done by a very successful and popular star, singing star of the 1950s, Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Raised in the woods so's he knew every tree. He killed him a bar.
And then, like sands through the hourglass, William Foster Hayes III, who played Doug Williams in the long, long, very long-running NBC soap opera Days of Our Lives, started out as a singer before he became a soap opera actor. So I'm not sure whether he was an actor moonlighting as a singer or a singer moonlighting as an actor, but in 1955, he had the biggest hit version of the Ballad of Davy Crockett, Bill Hayes, at 45 RPM.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, the greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so's he knew every tree, and killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the creeks was whipped and peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, he made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
When he lost his love, his grief was gall. In his heart he wanted to leave it all and lose himself in the forests tall. But he answered instead his country's call.
Davy, Davy Crockett,
the choice of the whole frontier.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government laws as well. Took over Washington, so we hear tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy, Davy Crockett, serving his country well.
When he come home, his politicking done, why the big western march had just begun. He packed up his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out the grinning to follow the sun.
Davy, Davy Crockett, leading a pioneer.
His land is biggest, and his land is best. From grassy plains to the mountain crest, he's ahead of us all, a meeting a test, and following his legend right into the west.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier. King of the wild frontier.
You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
Think of me as the genie in the magic lamp.
Every time I hear the midnight train rolling out to the open plain, a sense of freedom fills my veins. I get the fever every time a sparrow flies up into the endless skies. Something down inside me cries. I get the fever. Lots of dust and clay between them and yesterday. I get the fever. dust and clay between them and yesterday. I get the fever.
It's a tale as old as the ocean. Boy goes into space. Boy misses the recovery zone. Boy lands on an island. Boy discovers bottle. Boy rubs bottle. And bada bing, a 2,000-year-old hottie becomes his personal genie and eventually his wife. 5 seasons of sitcom fun. I Dream of Jeannie. And with sitcom fame came an opportunity to make music for the sheer artistry of it.
Show me the money!
And that's just what Barbara Eden did in 1967. That album was done in Nashville, Country Tunes, and that song was a country hit for Bill Anderson, better known to country music lovers of that era as Whispering Bill. Listening to 45 RPM this time around, Moonlight Melodies, Moonlighters, actors, television, movies, perhaps an author or two in there somewhere, who for some reason along the way decided it'd be cool and or a good idea to record a single or make an album. Here's a fun one. Let's do Guess Who.
Guess Who?
Who are you?
Who?
What the hell's that?
Who are those guys?
Who is this?
I offer you nothing in the way of information. I offer you only this clue. Taxidermy.
Oh.
I know. Place your bets. Take your guesses at 45 RPM.
Love sometimes comes along in April. Heads are light, hearts are warm, winds are cool. I thought love came to me in April. Here am I, just an April fool. Just because the day was a bright one, I thought she was the right one. Foolish thing to think that spring could follow any rule. She's gone and I'm alone with April. Look at me, I'm an April. She's gone and I'm alone with April. Look at me, I'm an
April. Well, did you guess who it is?
Yeah.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yeah,
I doubt that, because this is not one of the things that he's better known for, which is kind of the whole point of this episode. Back in the 1950s and 1960s, he was an acclaimed motion picture actor and well known for such classic and semi-classic movies as The Tin Star, Friendly Persuasion. He was nominated for an Oscar in that one. The 1959 post-nuclear drama On the Beach. But best known, and probably ever to be known, as the slightly askew Norman Bates in the classic Hitchcock film Psycho. And Anthony Perkins was quite the vocalist. He did not only with all of his movies and television appearances, he also, between the years 1957 and 1964, put out not one, not two, not three, but 4 record albums. Quite the accomplishment, wouldn't you say?
I know!
I know.
You're listening to 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
You bet your sweet bippy.
Contemporary folks know the name Goldie Hawn primarily because she's the mother of actors Oliver Hudson, Kate Hudson, and Wyatt Russell, and she's been in a relationship with actor Kurt Russell since 1983. But those of us who go all the way back to when Goldie first came along, she rose to fame on a sketch comedy program in the 1970s, late 1960s, early 1970s, called Laugh-In.
Sock it to me!
She, too, was also nominated for an Academy Award. She won it in 1969 for a goofball performance in a cute movie called Cactus Flower. But, as is the wont from time to time, and was even back then, this television movie celebrity made herself a record album to, let's face it, cash in on the fame. Which is fine if you've got a voice. Turned out, Goldie did, and probably still does.
You bet your sweet bippy.
And among the other songs she recorded on that 1972 album called Goldie, she tackled a song that's not easy to sing because this songwriter writes some very melodic and very intricate work. Goldie Hawn sings the words and music of Joni Mitchell at 45 RPM.
The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know, it sure is hard to leave here, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy. I got beach tar on my feet. And I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane. And I'll put on some silver. Oh, you're a mean old daddy, but I like you. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long since I was rambling in the street. Now they got me used to the clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane and I'll put on my silver.
The great music to be found at 45 RPM.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Move on.
Keep on moving, moving on.
Move on.
Keep on moving, moving on.
Move on.
Riding hard and riding fast, always on the go. This is just a drover's life, this is all I know.
Ooh, rowdy.
Head 'em up, move 'em out, always. Miles before the setting sun.
Ooh, Ronnie.
I've never had a love to call my own. A poor drover's life is always alone.
Ooh, always alone. All alone.
Into every Yes, that I'm rough, all right, but I've never done no wrong. This is such a lonely trail, Lord, it seems so long.
That voice is familiar, although you're going, I just can't quite place it, but boy, that voice sure does sound familiar. Well, it's because he's a very well-known fella. Born in 1930, director, producer, composer, was mayor of Carmel-by-the-Sea, California for 2 years back in the 1980s. And, of course, is known far and wide as one of the great New Age philosophers of our time.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Clint Eastwood, in one of his early forays into recording, when he was riding the popularity of pretty much where he got started, a 1960s Western series called Rawhide.
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, rawhide.
And that song from that Western album, Rowdy, well, the trivia buffs know it, but I'll share it with you here. He wasn't talking about a character trait, that was his character's name on that 60s series Rawhide. Meanwhile, from the cattle drive over there, that big spread of land called the Ponderosa, 1964 saw TV star Lorne Greene having a big success with a novelty tune of sorts called Ringo. No, not about the drummer for the Fab Four, the infamous outlaw Johnny Ringo.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six-gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo.
Mr. Lorne Greene was part of an entire Bonanza album called Welcome to the Ponderosa, and not only did he sing the virtues of Mr. Johnny Ringo, he paid tribute to everyone who remembered.
What?
Why the Alamo, naturally, at 45 RPM.
Who ever heard of Bunker Hill and Bull Run, the Little Bighorn, before the bravery of men made them names to be remembered? Well, none will be remembered longer than the Alamo of Texas. Now let the children gather round to hear my song of praise, honoring the heroes of early Texas days.
Oh, the Alamo, remember to the Alamo.
It was back in 1836 at a mission in San Antone. It's the story of some Texans who fought and died alone.
Oh, the Alamo, remember the Alamo.
Santa Ana's thousands were enough to make them flinch, but 180 Texans, they didn't give an inch.
Oh, the Alamo, remember.
13 days, those thousands attacked and were repelled. 180 Texans fired back and held.
Oh, the Alamo, remember the Alamo.
But then at last, the enemy, using cannon shell, burst through the mission's crumbling walls and turned it into hell.
Oh, the Alamo, remember the Alamo.
Sam Bowie on his sickbed, Crockett at the door. They fought till they were lying dead on the stone-cold floor.
Oh, the Alamo. Remember the Alamo.
From the battered chapel rose a cry conceived in death and pain. Remember the Alamo, they cried, so we won't have died in vain.
Oh, the Alamo. Remember the Alamo.
In a place called San Jacinto, just 30 days from then, Santa Anna, he was whipped by Houston and his men.
Oh, the Alamo. Remember the
Those Texans at the Alamo gave up their lives to bring liberty to Texas and the sound of freedom's ring.
Oh, the Alamo, remember the Alamo.
180 dead men, but there's no call for tears, for they will be remembered for a million Texas years.
Oh, the Alamo, remember the Alamo.
A lot of great music to be found when 45 RPM continues.
Oh, welcome back
to 45 RPM. And your host, award-winning broadcast personality.
Where's the rest of the robot?
Humorist. Author.
You publish a filthy magazine.
And Grammy-nominated songwriter Scott Edward Phelps.
All right, people, time to jangle the jingles.
That means now, this moment.
He's got a good reason for taking the easy way out. He's got a good reason for taking the easy way out. 'Cause I'm a day tripper, a one-way ticket, yeah. It took him so long to find out what he found out. I took him half the way there. I'm a big teaser. I took him half the way there. 'Cause I'm a day tripper, Sunday driver, yeah. It took him so long to find out what he found out. Give me some more. He tried to please me, but I only play one night stands. 'Cause I'm a day tripper, Sunday driver, yeah. It took him so long to find out what he found out. Day tripper. Oh, day tripper.
After we played that track in a past episode, we took a poll, and 8% said
radical,
11% said
severely cool,
and 81% said
what the hell's that?
Welcome back, everybody. 45 RPM. This time around, Moonlight Melodies. It actually should be Moonlighter Melodies. Songs, hits and or otherwise, by recording artists whose primary occupation was not recording artist. And that one right there, Mary Jane West, born in 1893, popularly known as Mae West.
I'll show up sometimes, see me.
She was an American stage and film actress, playwright, screenwriter, singer, and a sex symbol who was a pioneer of the genre, given that her heyday was the 1920s. Turns out, there's a story to go with that.
Here's a story.
She started out young. She was just 5 when she sang at a church social. But by the year 1926, she was pretty well known for her naughtiness.
Naughty.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're naughty.
One of the songs she did in one of her reviews was called Everybody Shimmies Now.
So naughty.
Cue Beyonce. So around the mid-20s, she started writing her own risque plays under a pen name, Jane Mast, and she starred on Broadway in a play entitled Sex.
Whoa.
She wrote, produced, and directed. The critics hated it, but the ticket sales were strong.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock!
The production didn't go over well with the city officials either. They got complaints from religious groups, and the theater got raided. Mae was arrested along the way. While she was incarcerated on what's now known as Roosevelt Island, she dined with the warden and his wife, and told reporters she had worn her silk panties while serving time.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot.
In those days, other girls wore burlap. As you can imagine, she got a lot of publicity from the jail stint. She served 8 days with 2 days off for good behavior. Media attention in that non-social media, non-cable news day crowned her the darling bad girl who, quote, had climbed the ladder of success wrong by wrong.
You go, girl.
Not just the same old, 45 RPM.
To the Batmobile. This could be the break we've been looking for.
Speaking of Wests, success in one occupation does not necessarily mean success in another.
You bet, Frank.
You know it, Chairman.
Case in point, 1966, the TV series, the campy TV series Batman, was a big hit with Adam West as the Caped Crusader. And that campy theme song was actually covered in that period by The Who and The Kinks. And the studio said, hey, we want some of that radio action and some of that moolah. So they managed to come up with a song for Batman to sing. Sing, of course, being a relative term. It is quite the collector's item, though. Batman, a.k.a. Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Adam West at 45 RPM.
Will tonight be the night that Bruce reveals himself to the magnificent Miranda?
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Miranda.
And I'd do anything for you if you just ask,
Miranda.
Ask me to do anything for you, Miranda. But please don't ask me to remove my mask. It's against the code of heroes. But you know how much I love you, darling, so come into my kingdom. Boy genius, what are you doing here?
Bruce, come right away. There's a job to be done. A giant octopus has run amok in Washington.
Boy genius, this is one time you'll have to go it alone. Would you like to see me make my muscles dance, Miranda?
Miranda!
For someone powerful as me, it's no big task.
Miranda!
Ask me to do anything for you, Miranda. But please don't ask me to remove my mask. It's attached to my special super thermal V nuclear long underwear. I don't think I've forgotten my promise. Tonight, I'm going to kiss you.
Bruce, something terrible has happened. Mr. AC/DC, the electric brain, has threatened to turn off the electric current all over the... See what I mean?
Holy Sherlock Holmes, boy genius, you're becoming a real stick in the mud. You better zoom, zoom right out of here. I can see the hurt look on your face, Miranda.
Miranda.
So I'm gonna do the little thing you ask.
Miranda.
Come take a peek, a teeny weeny peek, Miranda. Get ready now while I remove my mask. There, darling. What do you think?
Oh, please, put it back.
Drat!
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Miranda.
And I'd do anything for you if you just ask.
More from my talented friend Scott Edward Phelps in a moment. This is former radio DJ, now podcaster, Erica Lee. And if you're tired of hearing the same songs over and over on the radio, check out my Forgotten Hits podcast series. Or chill out with my yacht rock shows for that smooth rock of the 70s and 80s. Just go to Podomatic.com and search Erica Lee's podcast. And be prepared to sing along.
You're listening to 45 RPM and whatever else I am. I am Scott Edward Phelps, patriotic guy.
Scott Edward Phelps, patriotic guy.
He was an acclaimed actor for nigh on many years, an Academy Award winner late in his career, and in the early 1970s, he was making a film co-starring an actor named Forrest Tucker, and John Mitchum, who was the brother of the actor Robert Mitchum, had written some poetry. Forrest Tucker said to John Mitchum, "Hey, you need to read it for her." He did. The star of the film said, "You know what? I've never recorded anything in my life, but I'm going to record an album of your poetry." And that is exactly what he did, with backing from an orchestra and a choir. And darned if that thing didn't get nominated in 1974 for the Grammy for Best Spoken Word Album. Sold over 100,000 copies, too. These days, I'm not sure where it would lie. And who am I talking about? Well, I could just tell you straight up. But I think I'll do it this way, because I think I do the best impression of him you'll ever hear.
That'll be the day.
Yeah, well, that wasn't me. You don't have to be snarky about it. Direct from his album of great patriotic hits, The Duke, at 45 RPM. Pilgrim.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Speaking of Robert Mitchum, the brother of poet John Mitchum, responsible for that thing John Wayne did. I think that sounded like John Wayne, didn't you?
No.
I know. See, that's what I'm saying. Robert Mitchum, of course, an acclaimed actor, dozens of successful films in the 1940s and the 1950s. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Story G.I. Joe in 1945. And you've probably seen him in the Marilyn Monroe movie River of No Return, the original Cape Fear, not the Robert De Niro remake, and a whole bunch of others. He's actually rated as number 23 on the American Film Institute's list of greatest male stars of classic American cinema, but he did have, as opposed to many who tried to cash in, as it were, on the musical thing, he did have some musical game. One movie critic said, quote, unlike most celebrity vocalists, Mitchum actually has musical talent.
That's good.
He did a couple of albums, one in 1957, one in 1967, and in 1958, he did a song that had been written by himself for the movie that he himself was in called Thunder Road. The song, very cleverly, is entitled The Ballad of Thunder Road.
Gee, that's a wonderful idea.
Robert Mitchum, Pilgrim. At 45 RPM.
Let me tell the story, I can tell it all, about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, son he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town, the revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, the federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, he'd get him sure his fate. Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof, you're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances, if you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than pull that mountain dew.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was
moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screened by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, the mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine quenched the devil's thirst.
The law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first. Law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first.
Thunder, thunder, thunder.
You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
My boy, I love to be.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. And if a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And when, my love, for life is running dry, you come and pour yourself on me. If a man could be two places at one time, well, I'd be with you tomorrow and today, beside you all the way. If the world should stop revolving, spinning, spinning slowly down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through, then one by one, the stars would all go out. Then you and I would simply fly away.
Who loves you, baby? Words and music by David Gates.
The Druff sounds,
I can't even begin to imitate that, sound stylings of actor and 70s detective cop Theo Kojak, Telly Savalas. No program featuring actors who decide they are singers is complete without the legendary coverer of Lucy in the Sky, William Shatner. Not to worry, not going to play Lucy in the Sky by William Shatner.
Thank you, you wonderful man.
From a 1974 Grammy Award ceremony, William Shatner and Rocket Man.
Why, God, why?
At 45 RPM.
Packed my bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm going to be high. Touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am back home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone. I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown, bring me round again and find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise a kid. In fact, it's cold as hell. And there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all this science, I don't understand. It's just a job. 5 days a week. A rocket, man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. So touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out here.
cologne. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out here alone.
Okay, that's enough for this week.
45 RPM. And...
Finally.
And finally, he was an American actor, television star, bon vivant, raconteur, ne'er-do-well, with a resume far too long to go into in detail here. Look him up on the Google if you're not familiar with it. It's a very fascinating life and a fascinating career. And in 1980, for the movie Smokey and the Bandit 2, he stepped up to the microphone and sang a little theme song. Well, a cheap and superficial theme song.
Okay, well.
Burt Reynolds at 45 RPM.
Though your hair is all in tangles and your makeup is a mess, the most of what you're drinking is spilling down your dress. And to keep from falling off your bar stools, about all that you can do, I make my proposition, 'cause I'm just as drunk as you. Let's do something cheap and superficial. Let's do something that we might regret. Let's do something shabby and insensitive. This might be the only chance we get. You got lipstick showing on your teeth and run down your hose. Where you got that cheap perfume, God only knows. Now I'll be glad to have you home long before daylight. Sun is your worst enemy. Thank God it's dark tonight. Let's do something cheap and superficial. Let's do something that we might regret. Let's do something shabby and insensitive. This might be the only...
I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Join me next time as lots of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
This might be the only chance we get.
Darn, that's the end.
Turn it off, man!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
We'll catch you next time.
Time to get back to the real world.
And like that...